This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Let's talk about mental acuity. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. I'm your guest host, Charles Love, sitting in. Follow me on Twitter at cdouglaslove3. Listen to me on radio on AM 560 The Answer, hosting the Liberty Hour. Mental acuity. Most would say that that's an important quality for the President of the United States. And from the beginning, President Trump's was questioned. Many people were saying that he was unfit and he needed to take a mental test. I recall even back when several hundred, I think it was, psychiatrists who had never diagnosed him said that he was unstable. And so now, in another election year, it all comes up again. So after several conversations about it, Trump took a cognitive test. And in typical Trump fashion, he's like, it was a wonderful test. It was beautiful. I did amazing. It's the best test ever. And he talked about how well he did. And then in his great ability to troll, went on to say, however, I don't know about that, Joe. It may not be that good if he took the test. Oh, I'm really concerned about what his results would be and if he could be a competent president. And somebody better look at testing that guy. And so Joe Biden sat down with a journalist in an interview recently, and he was asked that question. And he had a very strange response. Let's listen.
Mr. Vice President, your opponent in this election, President Trump, has made your mental state a campaign topic. And when asked in June if you've been tested for cognitive decline, you've responded that you're constantly tested in effect because you're in situations like this on the campaign trail. But please clarify specifically, have you taken a cognitive
test? No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man. That's like saying you, before you got in this program, you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not. What do you think, huh?
Wow. That almost left me speechless. Not good for a radio host. But, wow. Whatever your thoughts on Trump. See, this is where you get into the people just not being genuine and logical. Think Trump is a bad president. Think he's a racist. Think that he's a bully. But to not see that and be concerned, to question conservatives and Republicans and saying, how can you stand behind Trump? How can you support Trump? And then if we ask you the same question about that, you get offended. That man, his come on man's are hilarious. But who has a comeback that, no, I haven't taken a test. Why would you have? That's like you taking a test to see if you took cocaine before you sat down for this interview. And you all think that's normal. But he goes on, there's another piece to this too.
Are you a junkie?
What do you say to President Trump, who brags about his test and makes your mental state an issue for voters?
If he can't figure out the difference between an elephant and a lion, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Did you watch that? Look, come on, man. I know you're trying to goad me.
Oh, man. He asked him if he was a junkie. The Democrat presumptive nominee in an interview asked the interviewer if he was a junkie. Yeah. And can we talk about that wheezing? What was that? I'm hoping that was the interviewer and not Biden. But I don't think the likelihood is high. But to give Biden a little bit of credit, I agree with him. The guy was trying to goad him. What do you think about the fact that Trump said he was bragging about he is and you would do much worse than he did, that kind of thing? This is true. But he also took the bait. That last part, though, is sad, not funny. Because what you have is in an interview questioning his mental capacity is him talking about how sharp he is, but sounding like this.
But, I mean, I'm so forward-looking to have an opportunity to sit with the president or stand with the president in debates. There can be plenty of time. And by the way, as I joke with him, you know, I shouldn't say it. I'm going to say something I probably shouldn't say. Anyway, I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical, mental, my physical as well as my mental fitness, and to make a judgment about who I am.
Okay, now it's time to be serious. You can't listen to that and say that that man sounds like he should be the next president of the United States. And the stakes are high. And most who look at this simply from a political standpoint agree with me, but they're just thinking, I'm on the right. And the stakes are high because politically we need XYZ. Or I'm on the left and the stakes are high because politically this. But it's bigger than that. We are saying that there are issues with Trump's presidency and him being unpresidential and the way he acts and responds to his critics. But tens of millions of people are going to sit idly by and vote for this man openly and with total confidence for president, knowing that he is not in a position to adequately do the job, and he is slowly deteriorating. So this says a lot about us. It's interesting because those on the left keep saying that you on the right only care about judges and lower taxes and gun rights, and you'll let anybody become president to get that. Well, can't we say that you on the left only care about abortion and pandering to blacks and giving away money, and you'll vote for anyone who'll go for that? Because you can't listen to him and all the other things he said and think that he is, even in the time of Trump, the right man.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The Democrats are at it again. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I am Charles Love, sitting in for Kevin Jackson. You can follow me on Twitter at CDouglasLove3, Facebook Charles Love, or listen to my show on AM 560 The Answer in Chicago, 7 to 9 p.m. on Sunday, the Liberty Hour. The Democrats are at it again. This time it's Maxine Waters and Elizabeth Warren. They are proposing a bill that would task the Fed to address racial gaps in jobs and income. Right now, the Fed chair's job is to seek maximum employment and stable prices. But the bill would ask them to report every 6 months on the status of wealth and income gaps. Now, this is what I mean by them being at it again. They say things that would lead you to believe that they care about blacks and they are focused on blacks to do better. But as usual, and especially as of late, first they never say black. they always say, minority, and now people of color, and soon to be BIPOC, which means they are not going to target the people that need the assistance the most. Now you'd say the wealth gaps in income should be helping all poor people, and I would agree. But they don't say that. They say minority. So either they should say poor people and not care which poor people get help, or they should say black people, if that's what they're talking about. Say what you mean is all I'm saying. But what is minority poor people? You see? And black people are slowly starting to understand that, but they don't get the other part. And the other part is the nice, friendly words that mean nothing. So it's kind of like H.R. 40. It's back to a study. You just want them to report on the wealth gap. So if the wealth gap between blacks and white is, I don't know, 30%, and it went up to 35, if I just reported and tell you, that's okay. See, the reporting without action doesn't really mean anything. But this is what they do. They can go to you and say, you see, I did something. They also want to increase focus on racial specifically, wealth gaps and income gaps among Democrats, as the coronavirus disproportionately affects African Americans. They say the black unemployment rate is typically 1.5 to 2 times the white rate. In June, it was 15.4. Latinos was 14.5. And it was 11.1 overall. I'm reading here from the AP. Former Vice President and presumptive Democrat nominee Joe Biden last month said he would also support a greater focus of the Fed on reducing racial inequalities. Do they ever get to the how? Now, common sense, people who truly care about helping people, and people like us, Kevin and I, seeking educational excellence, can simply tell you what the formula is, but that would be deemed either racist, or they wouldn't like the messenger, or it's not pandering enough. We don't need the Fed chair to help create opportunities for blacks. We can start with them. We need Maxine Waters to help create opportunities for blacks. You know, she made herself a nice mint, millions of dollars being in Congress. Why can't she put some skin in the game, donate some money, help some people out? Or how about we talk about the approach and the method and the way you do it? The best way to make fewer poor people and help people make more money is through education and skills. Because when I say education, I don't necessarily mean college, even though I have nothing wrong with any issues with college themselves, as long as you're not taking Elizabethan English and coffee making. You know, if you are studying STEM or going into careers where you can make money, college is great. But outside of college, there are trades, there are different skill sets that you can learn without going there. Yeah, MIT puts their whole coursework online for free if you go get it. You don't get a degree, but you get the knowledge and the skill set. So the point is to encourage people to perform, help them, show them the way, mentor people, get rid of this social justice foolishness and putting the word minority and everything and BIPOC and LIPOC and Latinx and this person and people of this, and just focus on making as many people upstanding citizens, teach them work ethic, help them stay out of the way of trouble, and give them a marketable skill, and this gap will evaporate. But when you have a section of these people that you claim that you're focusing on, you care about, killing their babies, and you support it, you have a segment of them who are committing violent crimes and killing innocent people, and you do nothing to help stem that tide, when they are behaving in ways that are antithetical to the goals that you want them to achieve, but you don't want to guilt anyone, so you say nothing. Of course you're going to have more of the same. You spend all your time focused on racism, I don't know why we have to keep beating this dead horse. And I hate when I get forced into the situation of being like others. And every time I say something that makes sense, I have to say, but that doesn't mean that. But it doesn't mean that I am saying that there is no racism. I am saying that no matter how much racism is in the country, you look at the black people, even the ones who are crying about being oppressed, even though they are doing quite well, there's racism, but why don't we talk about how they were able to do so well? And some of them do well even without following the formula. I mean, Oprah had a rough childhood, as she tells it, but she made it. Others, there are a lot of athletes, a lot of singers, a lot of business people who were from single family homes or who either were drug addicts or had drug addiction in their family and abuse, and they made it. But that makes it harder. But there's a formula. Why aren't we, and not just we, but the Maxine Waters and the Elizabeth Warren and the Joe Bidens of the world, encouraging people to stay in school, not do drugs, follow the law, don't have children out of wedlock, get married, and get a skill? The percentage of those people, even if we eliminate white people, the percentage of those people who are black and are in jail or struggling with poverty are far lower and far closer to the same number as whites. So there's your gap right there. So why don't you tear up this legislation and focus on real solutions? That would be my advice.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will not adjourn for August recess until a coronavirus relief bill materializes.
What we've seen is plenty of talk, plenty of stalling from the Democratic leaders who've insisted on handling this themselves, but no significant movement toward progress.
Initial claims for unemployment benefits fell to 1.19 million last week, the Labor Department is reporting. The decline follows 2 weeks of increases in mid-July as states impose new shutdowns. There are 31.3 million U.S. workers receiving jobless aid payments. Also happening on Capitol Hill, Acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf is testifying before a Senate committee regarding law enforcement deployed to protests. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Secretary of Defense is speaking out after an explosion in Beirut. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the blast in Beirut earlier this week that killed over 130 people and injured thousands more was likely an accident. That statement at the Aspen University conference was in sharp contrast with President Trump's suggestion that it was a terrorist attack. Lebanese officials say it was caused by the detonation of tons of ammonium nitrate, a chemical that had been confiscated from a cargo ship in 2013 and stored in a port warehouse ever since.
The Attorney General of New York is filing a lawsuit to dissolve the National Rifle Association for what they allege is self-dealings and illegal conduct. The lawsuit alleges the NRA failed to manage their funds properly and follow numerous state and federal laws. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Russia seems to be the story that won't go away. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Charles Love sitting in. Follow the show at thekevinjacksonshow.com. You can find me on Twitter at cdouglaslove3. Follow me there. You can also hear me on the AM 560 The Answer station in Chicago on Sundays, 7 and 9 Central, on the Liberty Hour. So that Russia, again, is the story that just won't go away. Yesterday, Sally Yates was up on the Hill to testify before the Senate. And, you know, it got tense at moments. There's some back and forth. I didn't stick around that long because everything you need to know is right in the early part of the back and forth. But we got to set the stage. We got to go back. You remember? Trump had won the presidency, and we found out that Russia had tried to meddle in the election, and it was really bad, and we had a roller coaster ride of a story here because these things played out in so many ways. You may have forgotten that it started off right before the election when they found out about this meddling, that President Obama said that there should be every confidence in our elections. And though they tried, Russia had no impact on the election. Of course, he did not know that Trump was going to win. So once Trump won, all that kind of changed. Then it became Trump cheated. He was aided by foreign dark sources. Then he started to put his cabinet together, and obviously Flynn and Carter Page and all these people who were associated with him were blamed and charged and accused of all kinds of stuff. And it was everywhere in the media. It was in every source. It was back and forth, and they were all clearly guilty, 100%, no matter what. Anyone who didn't believe so were not honest, and they were just blind Trump followers. So when information started to come out that that wasn't necessarily the case, people blew it off. Then there was the dossier, and they found out they got a warrant to spy on American citizens, which technically is illegal, but you can do in certain specific situations. And this FISA court granted them the permission to do so, but the argument was they did not have a valid request. So it came up with this dossier, found out who did the dossier, found out it wasn't true, and that it was made up. Found out even later it was paid for by the Democrats. And nobody really believed that on the left. It was not a big deal. So every time, which is typical, every time something looked bad for Trump, it was a big deal. Every time it kind of exonerated him or, you know, gave plausibility to the arguments that he made, it was, no big deal. So we had hearings and we had Comey on the Hill, and Comey wrote a book and talked about his great integrity, and he got grilled and people dismissed him and said Republicans were just attacking. And we had the special investigation and the Mueller report, and Mueller kind of danced in the middle, still didn't satisfy either side, and so it continues. So the Senate had always been saying, especially Lindsey Graham, that he was going to get to the bottom of this. So today was his day, I guess. He got to go one-on-one with Sally Yates. Sally Yates, who is the former acting U.S. Attorney General. She was said to be at the meeting with the president and the vice president and then National Security Advisor. And people wanted to know, did they have any influence in investigating Michael Flynn? But that would have just been the cherry on the top, whether that happened or not. I know some Republicans would love that, because then that would be a smoking gun against Obama. But that's not really what's important. Here, before they got to that discussion, they had to settle the business of the performance of the federal agents and James Comey and in relation to the dossier. So here's an exchange between Lindsey Graham and Sally Yates right at the top.
Thank you very much. You mentioned shock value. That is shocking what the Russians did. I agree. We need to stop it. Did you read the Horowitz report, Ms. Yates?
I did.
Were you shocked by it?
Certainly. Was shocked, yes. I think that the conduct that was reflected there.
So let's talk about that conduct right quick. We're talking about using a document that came from a Russian subsource to get a warrant against an American citizen repeatedly that was full of garbage. Does that bother you?
Well, I'm not sure that
does it bother you that the FISA court rebuked the Department of Justice and the FBI regarding the Carter Page warrant application?
Senator, I believe that the Department of Justice and the FBI have a duty of candor with the FISA court.
Do you believe they fulfilled that duty?
No, I do not believe that they did.
So there it is. That's what they wanted right off the bat. She admitted that they were wrong in the way that they went out to get this warrant. But Lindsey wasn't done. He asked her, but you signed it, correct? And she had a defense for herself, which simply served to put a finer point on the problems within the FBI.
As a matter of fact, you signed that warrant application in October and January. Is that correct?
That's right.
Knowing then what you know now, would you sign that application?
Senator, I would never sign any document.
So I take that to be no, because that document was a fraud. Is that a fair statement? If you knew then what you know now, you wouldn't have signed it?
I wouldn't sign anything that I knew to contain errors or omissions.
Well, did that contain errors and omissions?
Yeah, and I would never knowingly sign a document. Right. I didn't do that in the 27 years.
I believe you didn't know. I believe you didn't know that what you signed was wrong. The question is, if you had known, you wouldn't have signed it. Is that correct?
No, if I had known that it contained incorrect information, I certainly wouldn't have signed it.
Thank you.
So the FBI was wrong, and if she knew then what she knows now, she would not have signed the document. They could just close up their hearing and just get up and go at that point. That's all that everyone really needed to know. Now, granted, they're going to get into later what Obama knew, and nobody really expected her to say, yeah, Obama did this. He circumvented the law and went after Flynn. That wasn't going to happen. But what she did say was really important, because many people take the partisanship out of it. Many people, rightly, at least initially, assumed positive intent from their government, which acts on their behalf. So the problem came in when they started to get leaks and drips and dribbles of information that proved that there were some really dangerous actions on behalf of the FBI. People stuck with them because their political party stuck with them. The guy on the other side of the fight was someone they hated, and because of the media. And this media part is a really big problem, which we talk about a lot. I think we talked about it some yesterday when talking about the producer who quit and said what was going on. But this is a problem not only for the people who follow those, you know, journalists and those networks, because that's where they feel they are more comfortable and they're getting what they want to hear. But it's a problem for people like me and hopefully people like you. People that regardless of their politics, they want the truth. Because of them, now we can't really get the truth, at least from one source anymore. Now it's work to find out what's going on in your country within your government. You have to read, you know, a couple articles on the same subject from this publication and from this publication, a little bit from the left, a little bit from the right, then see what they're saying and assume that if they're all saying that this piece, that part's true. And then the other parts, you need to go and do some research. Do we really expect the American people to have time to do that on every case, in every situation? Of course not. You know, COVID's been in the news a lot. I just saw a report. So you see people on social media talking about how these numbers aren't true, and then people on the left push back. But it doesn't help their case when in Newsweek, not a conservative magazine, they say that a man got killed in a car accident in Florida and it was counted as a COVID death. See, it's important. It matters what these journalists say and do. And here, after all this time of this dossier, after all this defense from the likes of CNN and MSNBC and major journalists at the New York Times, reporting over and over and over on it, making fun of Trump when he tries to defend himself. And now, under oath, I got one of my phrases is always, when you get the liberals and the left to tell the truth, you get something good out of it. Now we know, again, what we already knew. Sally Yates saying the FBI acted improperly.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Everyone is struggling with how to reduce crime. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. I am your guest host, Charles Love, sitting in for Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at cdouglaslove3. Check me out on AM560 The Answer on the Liberty Hour. I say this about crime because, unfortunately, like many things, life is messy. The answers are not always right at your fingertips. So one of the things that falls into this category that I'd like to discuss is bail reform. You see, bail reform is something that primarily is pushed by liberals and the left that, surprisingly, I don't 100% disagree with, like most of the things they want to do. It all depends on how it's implemented, who's implementing it, and things of that nature. But the way it's being done in many places is making the problem worse. This about bail reform from the ACLU's website. On any given day in 2015, roughly 700,000 people were locked up in local jails. The majority of them had not been convicted of a crime. After an arrest, wrongful or not, a person's ability to leave jail and return home to fight the charges depends on money. That's because in most states, people are required to pay cash bail. Originally, bail was supposed to make sure people returned to court to face charges against them. But instead, the money bail system has morphed into widespread wealth-based incarceration. Poor Americans and people of color often can't afford to come up with money for bail, leaving them stuck in jail. So the reason I'm torn on that one is because one of my biggest laments, see, I think a few days ago I said I agree with the 1619 Project, which I fight against with all my might, but I agree with them on one sliver, tiny, tiny, tiny piece. It's the same thing when it comes to criminal justice reform. And what I mean by that is a lot of ways that they kind of color the problem is disingenuous. A lot of the ways they want to fix the problem is flat out crazy. Ava DuVernay, for example, who was the director of 13th, the really popular documentary on prisons and blacks in jail, says to just tear the whole system down, get rid of it, let everybody out of jail. Crazy. But the one thing I've always said consistently from even when I was younger all the way up to now is, and it's in the Constitution, so even people on the right should agree with this one. It's the right to a speedy trial. Now, I know in many cases in Chicago and probably other places across the country, because the system is so backed up, what happens is you pick a guy up, and let's not even count the innocent people. That's unfair. Anyway, nobody innocent should be in jail. So let's just only talk for now about people who are guilty. So a guy, let's say it's not murder or anything like that. He robs a guy. And he does something that would normally get him a sentence of 2 years. So he's in the jail system waiting to go to trial to decide if he's going to go to prison for that 2 years. Can't make bail. And the system's backed up. So his trial date, he doesn't go through the process for a while. And by the time he gets to trial, they have the trial. That takes a couple months. He's found guilty, and he is sentenced to time served because it took 2.5 years to try him and convict him of a crime that they were going to sentence him for 2 years. I absolutely hate that. It's so wrong. So the speedy trial is important. You need to be able to put the people through the process far more quickly. But that doesn't mean that the bond system is the part that's the failure. That's not where the cog is being disrupted. It's the fact that it just takes too long to get to trial. So I don't know what that solution is, but I think I agree and I would focus on that more than I would about the cash portion. But speaking of the cash portion, what I find interesting is even if you buy that, because obviously a wealthy person would be able to bail themselves out or put up collateral, a poor person would probably be less likely to do so. But then they threw it in with the race. People of color they threw out there. You know, there they go again. They can find all roads lead to race for the left. And to me as a black man, that's racist because you're implying that we don't have the money. You keep saying poor Americans and the black. You sound like Biden. And it's poor students are just as good, just as smart as white kids, you know, to these people. Go back to my City Journal article, white wokeness. To these people, poor equals black. To these people, criminal equals black. To these people, difficult lives, ugliness, homelessness, everything you think of as negative. That's just what black life is like. And that's a problem because it goes into how they solve the problem, as I often say. So I get that's what bail reform is, and that's why people want it. And so some places, Boston, Chicago, New York, have gone to the extreme. They elected DAs and prosecutors who were decided they were going to use their prosecutorial discretion to not prosecute certain crimes and to either eliminate completely or extremely lower and suppress the bail so that people get back on the street. So this is the result of that. Keeping in mind, I don't think people should be in jail for long times, even if they're guilty. No person if they're innocent. But this is a problem. At a time where crime is rising, as we say, at least violent crime, again, here are some examples of what happens when you make it so easy to get out of jail after committing a violent crime. So in New York, we had a really high-profile case, high-profile because of its timing, right after everything was hot from George Floyd and cities were trying to make changes. Trump was talking about his executive order. Cuomo signed an executive order in the state of New York banning chokeholds. Immediately after that, a cop got caught on video arresting a guy with a chokehold. So all the news every day was what happened to him, people screaming and taking a video, saying he should be fired, he's charged, all this stuff. It's just really bad on this cop. We can get into that debate some other time. That's not even the issue. Here's the thing. The guy in that particular case has been arrested two more times since then. Once for slashing someone in the face, and the other time for robbery. Three times in like 2.5 months. Maybe less, maybe month and a half. But he keeps getting out. He got arrested for slashing somebody in the face. He just gets out because, you know, no bail. We have another one in Chicago. They just celebrated getting six guns off the street and arresting two people for it. The police chief, David Brown, is on TV having a press conference. He's bragging about it. One of the men hasn't even been to court yet. The other one was released on $2,000. Now, I don't know what that number should be, but I'll tell you that for a city that makes it so difficult and so costly for law-abiding citizens to get a gun, and with such a high level of gun violence, there's no way someone who has six illegal guns should get out of jail on a $2,000 bond. We have these type of situations all over the place. Now, we can get into the fact that, yes, in COVID, they're trying to lock people down and arrest them and for social distancing. What's the point? You know, what's the bail for that going to be? It's going to be zero. But the other side would be this. So Trump had his Operation Legend, where he was going to send federal agents to these cities. You know, they were pushing back. We don't want your feds. Like, they were talking about tackling protesters and using military vehicles. But what he was saying in Chicago was he's going to send people in to prosecute those gun charges so we don't have the bail problem and people don't get out of jail. It's been about less than a month, and the feds have already charged 20 people in Chicago. Because that's the key. I always say the solution to the problems in Chicago and other places is it's a moral and cultural issue. So you got to change people. You got to catch people while they're young and get them not to go into a life of crime. One. Two, the people in the middle who made some mistakes, but they still can change. You got to give them opportunities and try to help them and give them the last opportunity to change. And three, lock up violent people. Who knows? Maybe this uptick in crime and these repeat offenders constantly getting caught over and over again will lend these cities, even with the most liberal people in charge, to understand that the solutions of bail reform they're using simply are not helping.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.